AI News by Conjero.
Today's opener, Wonder Create compresses an entire restaurant launch, branding, recipes, pricing, compliance, into a one-minute workflow, then ships the concept into a network of robotics-assisted kitchens. It reads less like a culinary innovation and more like a fast way to scale centralized control.
Exactly. When you compress compliance and price setting into a single push, you get uniformity at speed. That's great for consistent margins, but it flattens local experimentation and hands a lot of taste and labor decisions to whoever controls the stack.
Switching gears to infrastructure, NVIDIA and ServiceNow are pushing for a governed agent fabric. Not pilots, but production-grade autonomous agents with open models, domain skills, and centralized governance baked in. It's about operationalizing agents at scale.
Which means enterprises want a control plane, skill registries, model governance, telemetry, lifecycle policies. The upside is reliability and auditability. The downside is a new choke point. Vendors become stewards of behavior across teams.
On the model side, OpenAI just made GPT-5. 5 instant the ChatGPT default. The headline is lower hallucination rates in sensitive areas while keeping snappy latency, with plus users seeing the rollout first.
That shift matters for production chat experiences. Engineers can rely more on a default model for legal, medical, or finance touchpoints, but it doesn't obviate monitoring. Even better models need better telemetry and fallbacks.
Anthropic is taking a different path. 10 pre-configured finance agents for research, compliance, and accounting. They're packaging AI as a vertical product stack, not just selling raw API calls.
Productized agents speed deployment and can carry built-in guardrails that enterprises want. But customers should insist on explainability and access to logs. Otherwise, those agents become opaque decision-making black boxes.
AWS is tightening the dev-write-arrow prod loop with MLflow v3.10 on SageMaker AI. Multi-turn tracing, a generative AI evaluation API, and deeper framework hooks. It's about tracing conversations and evaluations into production metrics.
For ML teams, that's huge. You get end-to-end observability for generated outputs, consistent evaluation metrics, and cleaner rollback paths. It's the kind of tooling that turns prototypes into trustworthy services.
Google Cloud's Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform is adding practical production features too, 7-day state, checkpoint resume, and human-in-the-loop approvals without transaction costs, all inside a 5-layer governance stack.
Stateful agents plus cheap approvals lower the barrier for complex workflows, approvals, long tasks, and graceful restarts. That makes agents usable for sustained business processes, not just one-off demos.
Look across these updates, and a few themes repeat. Productization, governance, and reliability. Vendors are bundling models into systems that control behavior, trace outcomes, and manage state.
There's a tension baked in. Speed to market and consolidation bring efficiency and safety, but they also create vendor lock-in and single points of failure. Customers need to weigh agility against dependency.
A quick synthesis. The market is shifting from raw model capability to operational systems, fabrics, stacks, and evaluation pipelines, where value comes from predictable, auditable behavior. The winners will be those who pair tight control with transparent tooling for users and auditors.
And a practical takeaway, if you're deploying agents or generative features, focus first on governance, tracing, and state management. Treat models as components inside larger, instrumented systems rather than as one-off endpoints.
AI News by Conjero.